Tommy here has performed with Scotty Berent, and you are an accomplished musician. I think if you could tell us what you have been up to prior to Black Frog, and then we'll get the other guys in the band to tell
sure.
us, too.
Oh, man, I used to be in a band called E.W. Porter and the Texas Crude here in Milwaukee back in the 80s. Then I moved down to Nashville. I played with a guy named Dennis Robbins. Then I played with Brooks and Dunn, country duo, in 93 and in 94. Played with a couple bands out of Florida. Oh, Mike, should I get closer? Played with a couple bands out of Florida. Came back. Played with the Us Project with Scott Barrett, Tony Bryce. Then Tony Bryce brought me into a band called In Black and White. Played with them, good friends of mine. I want to give a shout out to them, Ernest and the guys. And now I'm playing with Black Frog, and it's a really good opportunity. It's a real good, as I just mentioned, I've been in a lot of bands, but that brotherhood and that friendship, you know, that's important to me. I'm actually living in the same house as E-Rock is, so it's a pretty fun situation.
It's a dangerously fun situation.
Yeah.
And just, we got a hot tub.
Just, just remember the FCC is breathing down our backs. Oh, so,
right. FCC.
So that's how you happen to get into it, because of the living situation.
I was actually hired for a studio gig by this guy named E-Rock, and I'm like, who is this guy? And I go over to the house, and I play on this song. I think it was Paradise Here I Come, was it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was a great song, and I liked everybody's attitude. It was really cool. I'm like, oh, these guys look like they got it going on. And friendship ended up developing. Next thing I know, I'm in the band. Shortly thereafter, I was looking for a place to rent, and he had an opening, so...
We just didn't want to pay him to come in and lay tracks anymore, so we said, dude, join the band.
Come live with us. Come live with E-Rock.
I think that having a violin player is an innovative thing. The fact that you play violin and that you have been in rock bands.
Violin's an understatement.
What's really cool, you know, anybody
like
that comes...
electric lead guitar player.
Yeah, anybody that comes down tonight, you can hear Tommy, he's playing like... fiddle, and it sounds all country, but he's got distortion pedals and wah-wah pedals, and he can play like Hendrix on the violin, and I mean, we rock out. We really do.
It's
going
to be a hard rock. This is like an unplugged thing.
Right. Today is the unplugged.
Well, we do country, rock, blues, and we also do comedy songs.
A little bit of reggae.
Well. A lot of people like the comedy stuff. So.
Yeah, we should clarify tonight.
We wear masks.
Electric.
We're doing everything tonight.
Oh, everything.
We'll have acoustic as well.
I just wanted to say before we move on, so I don't forget, I also did a New Age thing with a guy named Steve Tyker, Grey Wolf and Tyker, and it's called Dream Paths. That's New Age, but it's really, and it's nice and everything, but it's fun to play in a rowdy band like this. My website, if you want to get one, it's tjgreywolf.com.
Okay. That's good to know, because you have these other things going on, too.
There's links on both websites. You can get to either website, too.
What's our website's name, KK?
Blackfrogmusic.com, which has a link to tjgreywolf.com. Mm.
Okay, so now what's the story for the rest of you, the pre-Black Frog days?
I'll go first. I was in a band that was kind of like Queensryche-ish and stuff. We were called Young Heroes. Me and Todd were in that, and KK was actually in it too. And aside from that, I've just been playing with myself. So it's good to be out of the closet.
This is KK, and I've been playing with myself also.
Solo, out.
What?
Well, KK, he moved to Arizona. He was playing with a guy from Savoy Brown.
I played death metal for a while,
and
too.
Death metal, yeah.
I kind of hung my shoes up on the metal scene out in Arizona.
So what were the bands out there that you were
the
with?
Metal band was Doomsday, and the blues band was called the Todd Hart Band.
Okay.
You played with Savoy Brown, right?
Well, that's the guy.
Formerly of Savoy Brown.
And,
I jammed with other cool cats, Ricky Rock from Poison, Bob Welch from Fleetwood Mac, and...
Good for you.
But like Tommy says, nobody does it like, you know, your hometown crew here.
And so you had to come back.
This is my home.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
Well, this is Todd. E-Rock and I, it seems like we've been knowing each other for quite a long time, and probably going on 13, 14 years now, and we had kind of been a little unhappy with some of our studio projects, so we decided to build our own, and that's what we did for many years, is just worked on building our own studio. Working on some of the songs that are on the CD, just as just the two of us, and then KK moved back from Arizona, and we went from there and just started jamming again. And And we got hooked up with Tommy. We brought him into the studio for a track, and things just gelled really well. And he loved our material, and we loved his attitude and the way he played. And, you know, it's a pretty unique thing to get a fiddle in on some of these totally different styles of music. And, you know, people think, you tell them you have a fiddle in your band, they think, oh, you're a country band.
Right.
And it's anything further from the truth than that. It's
what we do last week in Sheboygan, rock and roll with fiddle.
Yeah, ZZ Top with fiddle.
ZZ Top.
Black Sabbath with fiddle. It's great.
We did
and they were country line dancing to it. It was hilarious.
I'm endorsed by Zeta Violins, and they gave me this black five-string electric violin, so it definitely doesn't sound like a country fiddle.
So, yeah, me and Todd have been really busy in the studio for at least 5 years now recording. So, I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We have four albums of material recorded that we're just, this needs one little solo and this needs a little vocal part. But, I mean, we're going to be like, boom, 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 here's four albums for you. So,
and Sonia, it's kind of like, this is Eric again, but that's what drew me to the band a little bit, too, with what I've done in audio and video land before. I've saw their studio, I heard their music, I've saw them perform, and I've got, you know, kind of drawn to them. And since then, their studio is really phenomenal. And we've built it now into not only an audio studio, but a full-fledged video post-production and editing studio with Pro Tools and Final Cut Pro and all sorts of really awesome, you know, kind of programs and things, that, and equipment and technology that we can do all the same things. So we're all self-contained at this point.
Eric, there are bands out there that are probably saying, well, how can I get in on this? You have a separate
It's called
contact.
Big Time Management, and we're listed, you know, we can come down to the Up and Under, or we're certainly findable there, because Kevin Rooster Burdeau is managing the Up and Under and working down there with he's also a partner of ours. So you can stop in anytime there and talk to Kevin, or you can call him at 414-507-5588. And so we're looking for a really great talent that wants to do something like Black Frog has.
Great. Wonderful. I think you've helped out a lot of people out there today by telling them how they can start becoming more video savvy.
We want to really try and show what Black Frog can do, what we can do for the Milwaukee local music scene, and bring it all up from there and really try and make this into something that's worthwhile for everybody.
Rub it.